This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. 5 years ago, the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport was the subject of many negative headlines. The Kenton County Airport Board received a scathing audit from the state, and fares at CVG were among the highest in the Ohio Valley. Since then, a number of reforms, low-cost carriers, and big industry investments have changed that narrative. I spoke with CVG Airport CEO Candace McGraw and Kenton County Judge Executive Chris Knockelman about this earlier. Candace McGraw is the president, CEO of Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Thanks for coming down and talking to us today.
Thanks for having us.
And Chris Knockelman is the judge executive of Kenton County, the government entity that oversees the airport board. So thanks for coming down as well.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So the narrative about the airport in this region has changed significantly over the past 6 years or so. What's fueling that, Candace?
Well, I think everybody loves a winner and we're on a winning streak. I think the narrative's changed because we've gone from a single dominant carrier hub airport to now a more diversified airport. We have been the fastest growing airport in terms of passenger and cargo growth for the last 2 or 3 years in the United States. So we're on a roll. Passenger growth is up. Airfares are down. So what's not good to talk about, right? It's a positive narrative.
And some of the success, Chris, is that the airport's a really great example of regionalism. We hear a lot about regionalism in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky and how both sides of the river can work together, how entities within one side of the river can work together. But there were some significant structural changes to the governance of the airport board. And why don't you explain that to us and tell us how that's impacted the change at the airport?
Well, I think that a few years ago, and I would hope that the reorganization of it has had some impact, but ultimately the work that's been done by the staff is what really has made this the thing actually work well. But the restructuring of the governance has been one that is now actually allowed for direct involvement from our neighboring counties and to appoint board members. So it's not just a direct judge executive of Kenton County appointment. We have a lot of our board members have had some years on the board. They've actually served for a while. So it's not, we didn't do a wholesale replacement of the members. So we've had some longevity of great insight, but there's a new level of cooperation and involvement from everyone at the board member level. And so we used to have actually board members and we had advisory board members that those no longer exist. They're all full voting members, and they have insight and connection to the Cincinnati business community unlike ever before. And I think that, to your point earlier about the successes of CVG, there's nothing that is more regional in this community than CVG, period. Not our highways, nothing. It's CVG. And so the successes of the team have really shined a great light on something that we should celebrate.
When visitors from outside the area come in, they may be surprised to find the Cincinnati Airport in Kentucky. So there's that little quirk about it. But even locally, there's some quirks that people may not be aware of. And it's that, of course, we know that the Cincinnati Airport is in Boone County, Kentucky, but it is owned by Kenton County. And the previous makeup of the governance was that the judge executive in Kenton County had the authority to appoint a lot of those board members. And now you do have representatives who are appointed by the surrounding counties, Kenton, Boone, Campbell, Grant. I believe the governor's office in Kentucky has some appointments as well.
Correct.
Where does Cincinnati factor in? The Cincinnati governance, I know there was an effort to include this side of the river into that side's decision-making, but maybe there was something like constitutional that forbade that.
Well, it's actually a fun story, but anyone who serves as elected office or on a board has to take an oath of office, and in that oath, you actually acknowledge your residency in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So right now, we cannot have board members serve who are living outside of the state of Kentucky. In the actual legislation, though, we have verbiage that actually refers to consulting with Hamilton County and the city of Cincinnati, of which we do that, and I reach out regularly to commissioners, to the mayor, for names of individuals who are good candidates and who would live in the live in Ohio or live in Kentucky, but have a great business connection to the Ohio area, and we've got that from PNC, Kroger. Our board chair is the CFO of Kroger, a phenomenal board chair, and actually he was appointed by my predecessor, so I have to give him credit for that. But we have Cintas, and is another example of just great leadership and insight from the region who actually happen to live in Kentucky.
So can I jump in a minute about the regional nature of the airport? So we're very proud to serve a broad region. We have about 2.2 million passengers, potential passengers in our catchment area. And so we're very zip code agnostic. In terms of the workforce of the airport, about 50 to 60% are residents of Kentucky, 30% Ohio, and 10% Indiana. Conversely, on the passenger side, about 50 to 60% of our passengers come from Ohio, the equal amount, about 30% from Kentucky, 10% Indiana. So we are very mindful of serving the entire region.
And you touched on this a little bit earlier, Candace, that the airport has really diversified what it's offering. It's not just a place for people to fly in and out of. It's a major employment hub as well. Certainly the area around it, if not directly at the airport. We have a lot of new stuff popping up out there. Amazon is not the least of that. So tell me a little bit about what that means. What exactly is happening out there in terms of industry and employment opportunities?
Sure. So we did an economic impact study a few years ago that we will update this year through the use of NKU and UC. So using 2016 stats, we have a $4.4 billion annual economic impact on this region. We drive about 31,000 indirect jobs. We have about 14,000 direct jobs right on campus right now of badge holders. That's not including all of the ancillary development, even on our own footprint campus. You talked about developing diversifying our revenues. We've gotten into the land development business as well, right, to try to bring in additional revenue sources. So in the last 3 or 4 years, we've developed a lot of buildings in and around on airport property that have generated about today 1,700 new jobs just, and that's unbadged employees. So it is a huge employment hub for the region.
And what does it mean when people say Amazon's coming to the airport? First of all, they're already there in a big way, but right, we haven't seen the full impact of this yet.
So Amazon started operating out of CVG in May of 2017. We now have about 20 aircraft based at the airport. A few years ago, when Amazon decided to enter the market, they were very smart. And between DHL and Amazon, they entered into an agreement whereby Amazon planes are using the DHL facility during the day when DHL sat idle. So that great hub of DHL that we have is humming 24/7. DHL planes in and out all night. We're their global super hub, right? So we have about 70 flights of DHL every night. And then during the day, we have those 20 aircraft, so about 40 flights in and out for Amazon during the day. They've started construction, actually. They've started taking down trees on their property. They'll be up and operational in their first phase about third quarter of 2021, and it'll continue to grow from there. I think continuous construction from 2021, well, we're starting now through probably about 2030 when that first full phase of the 450 acres will be fully operational.
So in that respect, Chris, there's a lot of employment opportunities already there. More are on the way. The airport is a transportation operation, but it has often been referenced as being an issue in terms of transportation for local people in getting there. Do you see any problems with that? Do you see that is that an area that we can improve to get our people out there to work?
Of course. And I think that, the entire team at CVG is obviously working diligently with Boone County and with the state on multiple levels. And just recently, at the end of last summer, there was an announcement, a $68 million grant from the federal government to invest in the highways, both 275, 75 through down through and going south. And those are massive, massive projects that are actually on fast tracks that are probably really going line of unprecedented for the state of Kentucky. So the cooperation between the state, Boone County, the airport, and planning, of course, because a lot of that construction, pieces of it are in Kenton, we are mindful of it and participating where we need to. But with progress, it comes the negative. You will have traffic. But I don't think anyone living in Boone County is ever going to experience, free passing of every road going fast. I mean, it's an issue that we'll always have to deal with, but that comes with progress.
Okay, so that affects people who may have a car. What about those who don't? What about those who rely on public transportation? Is the infrastructure strong enough to get workers to the airport area?
Well, I will speak to this. I mean, the bus methods, the bus with tank and connectivity to downtown and to Cincinnati is absolutely on everybody's mind, and their teams are working in that area. We know the investment of I-75 and the Brent Spence Bridge is critical to the future decade of success of Amazon and DHL, as well as the other businesses that are on both sides of the river. So those are issues that are not resolved. We know that today, and there's obviously discussions about how do you get individuals from the airport to downtown. If that's rail, if it's lanes that are designated to buses, those are all ideas that through OKI and working with the airport that are on the agenda to try and work for models that can be paid for and, you know, long-term set us up for success.
Yeah, we have a tremendous partnership with Tank. You know, Andy Ayala, who runs Tank, we're in conversations all the time now about where the employment is coming to and from, how he can be adaptable. We also have a really good partnership with OKI, working with them on transportation issues. And we're leaning heavy into the whole looking at autonomous vehicles, how we can test them on our campus, starting to look at some pilot programs and seeing then if we can do a proof of concept on our campus, could we branch outside as well?
Who do you talk to about that? Where's that conversation take place?
Yeah, no. So we're having great conversations with some private companies as well as, you know, some of our colleges in the region. And I think you'll soon be hearing about some pilot projects out at CVG and the autonomous, leaning heavily into innovation in all aspects of our business.
We'll keep our ears open for that. But Candace, do you ever hear from these companies that are moving into the area around the airport? Do they offer feedback or do they share any concerns about access to the employment centers for employees?
Well, I think if you go to any area around the country where that's growing, workforce is always an issue. So we have been working with the Northern Kentucky Chamber, Cincinnati Chamber, and we've started our own initiative at CVG called the Strategic Workforce Collaborative. We regularly meet with the 70 of our largest tenants and try to share best practices amongst them on how to generate additional workforce, et cetera. We'll soon be launching a sort of job portal for all jobs CVG relevant. It will be a one-stop shop that folks can go in and find any job on our campus through any of our tenants. And so that'll come sometime later this year.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking today with Candace McGraw. She's the CEO of Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. We've also got Chris Knockelman, the judge executive of Kenton County. Kenton County owns the airport. Let's talk about flights, because that's always exciting. And the narrative around that has changed significantly. It was a decade ago where people were very hesitant to fly out of CVG Airport based on the price point. So it was cheaper to head to Louisville or cheaper to head to Dayton. That's not true anymore, Candace.
Correct, right? So passengers on average are paying about $250 less today than they were just 3 years ago for a ticket. So, you know, your average family of four is saving $1,000 when they go on vacation.
What has fueled that? All of a sudden, we have these low-cost carriers coming in. What was the catalyst for that?
Well, I think it's not just low-cost carriers. When you look at the markets, we serve daily 38 of our top 40 business destinations, plus we have the low-cost carriers in there. We have the right mix of carriers, the right level of service. We're always trying to improve it. But I think, you know, new statistic I saw recently was 73% of the people flying out of our airport can fly direct now to whatever location they want to get to on a regular basis, which puts us way above our peer set in terms of mid-hub airports. Why are the ticket prices going down? It's just purely competition. Right? Most of our routes now have more than one carrier serving them. And when you have competition, it just drives down prices.
It used to be, though, that when a competitor would come into the area or a lower cost carrier, somebody new to the market would come in, they wouldn't do so well. They would struggle. Why is the competition now benefiting the consumer?
Well, I think our dominant carrier is still Delta Airlines. They represent about 43% of our business. Previously, they represented about 90% of our business. So you can it's just a different dynamic when you divide the pie up in a little few more slices. But we're finding that all carriers are being successful, right? Everybody's experiencing year-over-year growth. So we continue to grow the pie as a whole, not just for one particular carrier.
Okay, so all of these carriers are coming in now. That's generated some excitement. You make the announcements about people like Allegiant or Frontier who have come in. We had WOW Airlines for a while. They're not
Southwest
anymore. And then Southwest was a very exciting one. You always have that other one, though, that people, whichever one you don't have is the one people want. Like, JetBlue? We don't have JetBlue yet. But Southwest was that one for a long time. Now you've got Southwest. So that's excited a lot of people. what is it that's keeping them here? Do they all seem happy with the service that they have? Are we in jeopardy of losing any of these airlines, or are we going to be gaining more?
No, everybody's doing quite well. I think we make two things. One, you know, we have a great passenger base here and they're making profits. And then two, we treat them well. We love up our tenants. We know we have good business partners and we want to keep them, and we make sure that they feel that from us and the community.
Let's give some stats about CVG Airport. These stats, of course, were provided by the airport, but just to give people some idea of what's going on out there, $4.4 billion annual impact on the economy of Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, 31,100 direct and indirect jobs generated by CVG operations, 7,500 acres of airport property. That's huge. Is that, again, back to the ownership and the weird structure of the way it's all laid out, Chris? Is that your acreage? Is that Kenton County's acreage?
Well, to clarify, it is airport acreage, okay? So unless anything changes dramatically, the airport does operate independently of the county. So even though the original acquisition of some property was purchased, that is all airport property. And it's in Boone County. As much as I would love for every bit of that property to be in Kenton County, it is in Boone. And so we on a daily basis, we are generally supportive of the regional success and the job hub that is and will continue to be CVG.
Something else important to note is that the experience of being present at CVG Airport is different as well. You're seeing a lot more smaller industry open up within the confines of the airport. Candace, tell us a little bit about the new offerings for pleasure while you're hanging out there.
Sure. Well, we know that we're either the first impression or the last impression a visitor has of our region, and we want to be mindful of letting them experience all that this region has to offer. So we recently opened a Christian Moorline brew pub that serves Geta and serves local Jet CVG beer, so that's an offering. We have a Cork and Bottle, a small kiosk at the airport that's doing phenomenally well, and I'd like to see them in a bigger storefront. We have Graters. We have all sorts of good food and, you know, things that are local to our region.
How does that aspect of the airport business work exactly? How do you attract a certain tenant for that type of work? And what type of business plan is necessary to succeed out there? I imagine it's different than trying to open up downtown or at the mall.
Well, it's a bit different, right? Since we are a quasi-public body, all of our concession offerings are competitively bid. We know generally what might work in a particular space. Actually, we have an RFP on the street right now for 12 food and beverage offerings at CVG. Anybody can go on our website, download those specs, and submit a business plan, and we'll evaluate them to come into the airport. It is a little bit different, right, because we have maybe some additional background checks that all employees have to clear, a 10-year background check. We have some transportation challenges maybe that a drive-up location, you know, in one of the suburbs or in Covington might not have, but it's a great place to work, and I think we certainly provide a good level of clientele for any business.
CVG Airport spent a while trying to get its footing and find its place around here and stabilize its costs and all of that to be more attractive to consumers. And now that it is, are you feeling the heat from competitors? Are other airports trying to figure out how to jump back in front of you in the line? And what does that look like? What does airport competition look like?
Sure, we certainly feel some competition, right? We were the little engine that could. Now we're the top dog of the five regional airports. So we have, in a two-hour drive of CVG, we have Indianapolis, Columbus, Dayton, Lexington, and Louisville. And we won back what we, you know, the passenger base that we should be serving. And we certainly are going to do everything in our power to keep from losing them.
And Chris, as a government official in Northern Kentucky, what is your role in the airport's success? What role can you play, and your fellow judges in the other counties and the other elected officials in the cities? What do you see as your role here?
Sure. Well, I think number one is to appoint very good board members and get out of the way. Our job is to not manage, is to not to involve ourselves in the day-to-day operation of the airport. So I think we've done a good job of that so far, and we'll continue to do that. But I think number two is become an advocate, listen and learn, support the infrastructure needs, and I think that make sure that the message gets out about this economic driver. I mean, it's jobs, but it's also, it's a cultural thing, right? I mean, every growing community wants to have a good airport. It wants it not to just get to parts all around the world, but it also we also want to make sure that that's a driver for business, lets business locate here because we're going to the right cities. Tell that story. And I think that we all feel that right now. We all are proud of CBG. We know we don't speak it in terms of negative issues. We're celebrating it. That's what we have to do as public officials. And then, of course, work to find out where the challenges are and help, you know, fix those if they're existing. But as Candace said on the outset, when everything is going this well, you do always wonder, well, when will we have the downturn of some type? But when you're talking 20% growth in passenger traffic, record local passengers, and that's an important thing. There's never been a time where this number of people are starting from Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky and flying to other areas, ever. It's never been the case. So those are things we have to continue to repeat, and the good news is the messages continue to be positive.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, no, I am. We're very fortunate to have the partners we do in Chris and the other judge executives. As I talk to my colleagues around the country, they're all very envious of the relationships that we have with our local governing bodies. They're nothing but supportive and true advocates, and which is helpful here locally, right, and among, in the state, and also federally. As I know when the delegation, when they go to Washington, they often talk about the airport and help support our airport issues there as well, which is really very much welcome.
So CVG has airport service. Excuse me. Of course, it has airport service. It has service to 38 of the top 40 U.S. markets.
San Antonio and Portland.
Okay,
that's going to be your question.
It wasn't. I appreciate you offering that up. Thank you. So we need to add San Antonio and Portland to have the full top 40.
And they're on our list. We're going to check off that list.
So I remember growing up. And I'm sure it was directly related to the hub status of the airport. You used to be able to get over to Europe pretty easily as well. What's the status of the airport's relationship to those overseas flights for people who are looking for that?
Sure. So we've had our service to Paris for 22 years. Up until recently, it had been the only transatlantic service in all of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana direct. Indianapolis started Paris service about a year or so ago. That's only 3 days a week. I must say ours is either, 6 or 7 days a week. Not that we're gloating at all, but it is a great connector to the world, and we're hoping for more international service. You know, you referenced WOW earlier. While the airline itself was an overall, it had some financial issues, it did so well out of CVG. We had about a little over 90% load factor, meaning 90% plus of those seats on every flight were full. I think we were the highest city out of their new offerings that they offered at the time. It's provided us great data to go and talk to other international carriers showing that there is a need and a desire and proof point now that we could support more international service.
Would that have to be low cost, though? I mean, the appeal of WOW was how cheap it was to get over to Iceland. There were people going to Iceland who never heard of Iceland before because it was just so valuable.
Sure.
You know, the value was there. So you could jump on the plane and go check out this country. Is that going to be similar, do you think, to the next international offering?
I don't know. So we've done some testing around it. We've done some surveying around it. And so there is a price point that will stimulate service. But I know we can be supportive of additional international service. And we're pursuing some different options.
All right. What's the next big announcement coming to the airport? Let's hear it now.
I don't know.
Expect what's next.
Expect what's next. Embrace what's next.
Any new airlines coming to town on the horizon?
Yeah, let's hope. Nothing imminent, I have to say, but we're always working it. We have two fellows dedicated to doing nothing but air service development. So here's what they do. They every day look at what routes we do serve and look at where we can improve in those. Can we change the time of day to get more bodies on a plane? Should they upgauge aircraft, et cetera? They look at the markets we don't serve, like a San Antonio and a Portland or whatever else might be out there, and do business cases around that and figure out which airline could serve that and talk to those airlines about it. They're leaving next week to go to a conference in London specifically to talk to different international carriers about options that we have here. So we're working it all the time, and hopefully you'll hear about something new in the not-too-distant future.
Well, unless you're a Spurs or a Blazers fan, it sounds like CVG's got rosier days ahead. So Candace McGraw, the president and CEO of Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, thanks for joining us. And Chris Knuckelman, the judge executive of Kenton County. Appreciate you both being here.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport CEO Candace McGraw and Kenton County judge executive Chris Knuckelman speaking to me earlier. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org.